This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections along with assembly polls in two northeastern states ended this evening. In Bihar, the last day for filing of papers for parliamentary elections is tomorrow. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 member houses in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of next month. Among states going to polls in a single phase for the Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Puducherry. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow. The last day for withdrawal of candidatures is Saturday. In Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will take place on Saturday, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 2nd of next month. However, voting in Bihar will be held on the 19th of April. Several prominent candidates from across the country filed their nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls on the last day today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari filed his papers for Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra today. In Tripura, BJP nominee from Tripura West Lok Sabha constituency Biplab Kumar Dev and his nearest rival from Congress Ashish Saha today filed their nominations in Agartala. In Assam, 38 candidates have filed nomination papers for the first phase. 5 seats will be covered in this phase. The state is witnessing 3-phase Lok Sabha polls. Today, the BJP MLA from Behali, Ranjit Datta, has submitted papers from Sonakpur seat, while BJP MP Tapan Kumar Gogoi filed nomination from Jorhat seat. Congress leader Uday Shankar Hazarika also submitted nomination from Lakhimpur seat. In Sikkim, the incumbent state chief minister and ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM leader Prem Singh Tamang and former chief minister and Sikkim Democratic Front leader Pawan Kumar Chamling filed the nomination papers today for the state assembly elections. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. 89 seats in 13 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of next month. Last date for filing of nominations is the 4th of April. The Biju Janata Dal BJD today announced the names of candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in Odisha. BJD President and Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik declared the names of 9 candidates out of 21 Lok Sabha seats in the state. The Odisha Chief Minister will contest from the Hinjali Assembly segment in Ganjam district. The BJD has announced the names of 72 candidates for the 147 Assembly seats in Odisha. Lok Sabha and Assembly polls in the state will be held simultaneously in 4 phases on the 13th, 20th and 25th of May and the 1st of June. Aam Aadmi Party MP from Jalandhar Sushil Kumar Rinku and party's MLA Sheetal Angural joined BJP at party headquarters in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Rinku alleged that the promises he made to the people of Jalandhar were not fulfilled because AAP did not support him. The Election Commission today issued show cause notices to BJP MP Dilip Ghosh and Congress leader Supriya Sheneth for their alleged objectionable remarks. The notice to Mr. Ghosh has been issued for his comments against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. In its notice to Mrs. Sheneth for her remarks against BJP Lok Sabha candidate Kangana Ranaut, the poll body said that Congress leader's comment is undignified, in bad taste and prima facie, violative of the provisions of the Model Code of Conduct. The commission has asked the two leaders to submit the reply by Friday. India Today lodged a strong protest over the remarks made by the spokesperson of the U.S. State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said India takes strong objection to the remarks of the spokesperson of the U.S. State Department about certain legal proceedings in the country. It said states are expected to be respectful of the sovereignty and internal affairs of others in diplomacy. The minister said this responsibility is even more so in the case of fellow democracies, and it could otherwise end up setting unhealthy precedents. Meanwhile, India Today summoned the acting deputy chief of mission of the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi over remarks made by the U.S. on Kejriwal's arrest. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange jumped 526 points to close at 72,996, and the Nifty at the National Stock Exchange climbed 119 points to settle at 22,123. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Mumbai Indians in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Both teams are aiming for their first victory in the tournament. Yesterday, reigning champions Chennai Super Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 63 runs in Chennai. And with that, we end this news bulletin.